The U.S. Navy wants to use nearly the entire U.S. coastline for weapons and warfare training, including the Pacific West Coast.
Defending the United States and protecting military personnel requires rigorous, real-life training in the air, on land, and at sea. The Northwest Training Range Complex provides a unique environment for this essential training. At the same time, the Navy takes proactive strides to minimize the effects of its activities and is an active participant in protecting the environment with which it is entrusted.
As a video commissioned by the U.S. Navy to promote its Northwest Training Range Complex, the Naval Training Range stretches more than 134,000 nautical miles from the U.S.-Canadian border to Northern California, into the waters just off Mendocino County. The U.S. Navy is claiming this area for its weapons training. That includes underwater bomb detonations and mining, and the use of aircraft, missiles, and sonar. John Mosier, project manager for the Northwest Training Range, explains what training could occur in Northern California.
Sonar operations can be conducted within the offshore area that I mentioned. Now, there's a number of provisions that are in place to conduct sonar training. To answer the other part of the question, underwater bomb detonations, the underwater detonation training, which is the only type of underwater bomb or detonation that takes place within the complex, this is actually happening underwater. Those happen only within Puget Sound. Now, aircraft can drop bombs out in the training area off the coast, but the detonation is not underwater.
Mosier says the U.S. Navy has conducted its naval training since World War II, including the use of sonar. According to Mosier, the U.S. Navy has already claimed Northern California for its weapons training, but this is the first time they've actually mapped out the boundaries. Mosier says most of the training occurs off the coast of Washington, but environmental groups say the use of sonar and bombs will impact the marine life that makes Northern California so special. Taryn Kiko is an attorney for the NRDC, Natural Resources Defense Council. She says sonar has a long-range effect on marine life.
Sonar has just a huge impact on fish, anything from, you know, outright frying of fish eggs to permanently damaging the ears of fish. To, of course, like when you're talking about the underwater explosions in the mining fields that the Navy's proposing, outright, you know, death from explosions.
North Coast environmentalists are opposing the Navy's trainings.
It's time we stop this. It's a waste of public money. It's corrupting to science, in fact, and it's really potentially significantly injurious to our offshore resources.
That's Pat Higgins, a consulting fisheries biologist who serves on the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District in Humboldt County. Higgins says the use of sonar in particular will negatively impact migrating endangered whales.
Offshore here, we have a number of whales. Many of the species are migratory, and those may be injured by mid-frequency sonar that the Navy is going to use.
Kiko agrees. She says sonar's impacts on marine mammals can be deadly.
The loud noise just really disorientates marine mammals who basically rely on sound in the ocean the same way we on land rely on sight. So they use it to do everything, to find mates, to navigate, to find food, to communicate. All these basic life functions are being disrupted when the Navy's using sonar. And then, of course, we see the more serious impacts like temporary hearing loss and permanent hearing loss. And then, of course, the most serious, which is when their dive patterns become so disrupted that they actually strand themselves on beaches and die.
Kiko says sonar can also have adverse impacts on fish.
Sonar has just a huge impact on fish, anything from, you know, outright frying of fish eggs to permanently damaging the ears of fish to, of course, like when you're talking about the underwater explosions in the mining fields that the Navy's proposing, outright, you know, death from explosions.
Kiko says in particular they're concerned with the impacts on endangered salmon and its predator, the endangered southern resident killer whale.
There are so many endangered species of salmon up in the Pacific Northwest, and millions of dollars are being spent every year, you know, in order to protect these species. And certainly that type of effect will trickle right up through the food chain and really impact the bigger marine mammal species that rely on salmon as prey. And for instance, I'm thinking of the critically endangered southern resident killer whales. Their population has been declining in recent years, and scientists estimate that another 7 perhaps have been lost in 2008, and the suspicion is due to lack of food. So as the salmon decreases, you know, the effects will certainly be felt at the top of the food chain as well.
North Coast Democratic Congressmember Mike Thompson has voiced concern with the Navy's plans as well.
I'm working with the Navy. I'm opposed to what they're trying to do unless they can prove to me it's not a problem for our area and for the fish in our area.
Oregon's Democratic Congress has also been critical of the Navy's training range, which claims nearly the state's entire coastline, in conjunction with the Oregon National Guard. Even the U.S. Navy acknowledges the unique environment of the Pacific West Coast.
The Pacific Northwest has a wealth of irreplaceable natural resources. The areas of the Northern Pacific Ocean and the Puget Sound are some of the most ecologically diverse and productive in the world. These areas harbor numerous species of fish, marine mammals including whales, harbor porpoises, sea lions and sea otters, and birds such as bald eagles, the marbled murrelet, and snowy plovers.
But according to the U.S. Navy's promotional video, the pristine environment is ideal for warfare testing.
Easy access to protected waters in Puget Sound and vast ocean areas off the coast, relatively uncongested airspace, and the diversity of landscapes found in Washington, Oregon, and Northern California are invaluable for Navy training and testing.
This clash could well lead to challenges of the Navy's training plans. Environmental groups and Northern California officials say marine resources need to be protected. The Mendocino County Board of Supervisors sent a letter to the Navy stating concerns of the impacts on the marine environment. John McCowan, a Mendocino County supervisor, says he's against the training.
I am opposed to the further militarization of the ocean. They already have a very extensive training range. It's not clear to me why it is necessary to take further areas of the ocean and subject them to bombing and sonar and missiles and all the rest of it. None of that can be good for the marine environment. I don't believe that it's necessary, and I personally am opposed to it.
Another agency to keep an eye out on the Navy's training is the California Coastal Commission. The CCC was a party in a lawsuit to challenge the Navy's use of sonar, but lost that battle last year. Still, the California Coastal Manager for Federal Consistency, Mark Delaplane, says they've made some headway.
Because of those lawsuits, a lot of them were somewhat procedural. One of the things that the environmental groups were trying to do was to get the Navy to prepare environmental documents for its activities, since they're the federal government's NEPA, or the National Environmental Policy Act. So they were getting sued all over the place, with courts agreeing with the environmental groups for the most part that environmental documents did need to be prepared.
The Navy has drafted 13 environmental impact statements, or EISs, for each of its training ranges. Delaplane says altogether they span across the near entire U.S. coastline and other U.S. territories. The NRDC has submitted a 57-page response lambasting the Navy's Northwest Training Range EIS. Kiko says the report ignores scientific knowledge.
Some of its environmental impacts analysis are just completely misses the mark. The Navy ignores numerous scientific studies, adverse to its interests, and it uses methodologies not supported by the scientific community. So therefore, the numbers that it's coming up with, the numbers of marine mammals that will be impacted, and this number is really huge. Under the Navy's preferred alternative, we're talking almost 130,000 takes per year. And takes is a legal term that can mean anything from harassment all the way up to permanent injury and death. And 130,000 a year, 645,000 over the life of a 5-year permit that the Navy is required to get from a federal agency, that's an extraordinary amount. And we think that number is even low because the Navy is not incorporating full science and methodologies that are supported by the scientific community.
The NRDC's 57-page report refers to numerous studies on the impacts of sonar on marine life, including reports from the U.S. Navy, stating in 1999, four beaked whales were stranded in the U.S. Virgin Islands as the Navy began an offshore exercise. A wildlife official from the islands reported the presence of a, quote, loud naval sonar, unquote. John Mosier, project manager for the Northwest Training Range, says the Navy has established mitigations for its sonar impacts.
We post lookouts on all the ships when they are operating with the active sonars. These lookouts have been trained specifically to identify marine mammals. Obviously, if they identify them, then it's reported. And within certain distances, the sonar is powered down to a lower level. Additionally, if aircraft are operating, if there's activities that involve ordnance, so dropping munitions or such, and if these were going to go to the water or impact the water, then those areas are surveyed in advance to ensure that they're clear prior to doing the training.
Kiko says it's just not enough to have a person on a ship looking for whales that are, well, underwater.
They put, you know, somebody up on board that has many other duties with binoculars, and they're supposed to spot these really deep diving marine mammals that only come up, you know, every 5 minutes to every half hour. Well, you know, what scientific studies have shown is that only about 5% of the time do monitors actually see the marine mammals that are in the water. And so that's why what the Navy needs to do is avoid the areas where the animals are concentrated.
Mosier says they also use non-sonar tracking devices to detect marine mammals, but Kiko says the U.S. Navy can do more.
We absolutely recognize the national security purpose of naval training, and we're not asking the Navy to stop training, certainly not. We're just asking the Navy to train and set aside some areas that would be sonar-free. Right now, the Navy has, you know, 122,000 plus square nautical miles. Like I said, this is about the size of the state of Montana, and it's telling us that it can't set aside, you know, a single inch of that to be sonar free in order to protect some of these really endangered species.
The NRDC's 57-page response also refers to a study from the federal agency NMFS, the National Marine Fisheries Service. Citing NMFS' report, the NRDC response states, quote, studies have shown that killer whales engage in dramatic flight behavior in response to mid-frequency sonar, yet the DEIS fails to even consider the feasibility of avoiding the whale's seasonal habitat, omitting even the mere consideration of any alternative that recognizes the need to protect endangered and sensitive marine life is unacceptable, unquote. But Mosier says because marine life navigates through the coastal waters, it's difficult to pin down sensitive areas. Meanwhile, NMFS has also begun a public process to allow the Navy to take a certain number of marine mammals in its trainings. Julie Harrison, a biologist with NMFS, explains.
The regulatory definition is to harass, hunt, capture, or kill, or attempt to harass, hunt, capture, or kill a marine mammal. So typically what we're looking at with Navy activities, there's level A, harassment, and level B, harassment, and then there's killing. And so mortality is not something that we are anticipating that is going to occur. We have in the three authorizations that we already granted for Hawaii, SoCal, and the Atlantic Fleet Active Sonar Training, we have actually authorized a very small number just to ensure compliance, because there have been a very small number of marine mammals trainings that have been associated with the operation of mid-frequency tactical sonar. So although we believe that the probability is very low.
While Harrison says there's little indication of death to marine mammals, the NRDC cites a Navy report in 2000 that said, quote, 16 whales from at least three species, including two mink whales, stranded over 150 miles of shoreline along the northern channels of the Bahamas. The beachings occurred within 24 hours of Navy ships using mid-frequency sonar in those same channels, unquote. Kiko says the U.S. Navy is proposing to take 129,000 marine mammals due to its trainings. Meanwhile, the California Coastal Commission is keeping a close eye on the Navy's plans. Again, Delaplane.
There's so much information that we're, once we started looking at strandings and seeing
you know, where there's military exercises, there's for certain whales that don't strand very often, it's a very surprising correlation. And so, you know, it's just the more we look, the more we're going to be able to continue to make those kinds of connections and figure out what is okay and what is not okay. Things that we thought were okay 5 years ago aren't, and 10 years ago, you know, I mean, nobody was thinking about this until 2002, when we had, you know, very, very clear information about the Bahamas strandings and Navy sonar, and all of a sudden you started looking, and oops, it's happened to the Canary Islands, oops, it's happening in the Mediterranean, once you start paying attention to the issue.
The Green Party of Mendocino County has petitions to oppose the Navy's claim to use Northern California for its trainings. Kiko says the NRDC is ready to take the U.S. Navy to court again over its use of sonar in sensitive areas. But some think it's silly to put the needs of marine mammals over national security needs. John Pinches is a Mendocino County supervisor.
What would have been in World War II after the Japanese attacked us on Pearl Harbor if we had to fill out an environmental statement because we was going to attack the Japanese in the Pacific Islands? You know, how long a process would that take?
The U.S. Navy has filed 13 EISs for all of its warfare training ranges, essentially covering the entire U.S. coastline and its territories. The Navy has completed 3 so far for its Southern California complex, Hawaiian Islands complex, and the Atlantic Fleet Active Sonar Training Study Area, including the Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico. Several more are in the works, including the Marianas Island complex, the Naval Undersea Warfare Center Keyport, Point Mugu Sea Range, and the Gulf of Alaska. I'm Christina Onnested reporting for the KZYXNZ Community News.